Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Anna Bertanes, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today, and I hope you're ready for an empowering journey ahead. I know that since our last show, a lot has happened in our lives, from personal achievements to professional challenges. Each day has presented its own set of opportunities and obstacles, but fear not, because today we're going to take a moment to reflect on the past week together. Over the past few days, we have received numerous messages, again, from listeners just like you, seeking guidance and support for both their professional and personal lives. Use it. You can use the email address you see here and just write me. I want you to know that we hear you and that we're here to help, whether it's navigating the complexities of the workplace or finding balance in your everyday life. We're committed to providing you with the tools and resources you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Together, we will take obstacles and celebrate victories, empower each other to reach new heights. Remember that you are not alone on this journey. We're here in this together, and we can achieve anything. Let's make today count. In today's episode, we will dive into some highlights from the past week and sharing what you can look forward to in the next 60 minutes. We will start with recapping a few standout moments from the previous week before treating you to a song that hints at the intriguing personality of our special guest for today. Stay tuned to hear why this song was chosen by our guest herself. Joining us today is Beate, who will be sharing insights and stories with us. So following that, I will introduce you to an inspiring book, which is one of my favorite choices. To wrap things up, we will open the floor to your questions, at least one. And I will give you one idea what about a product I really love and which helps you empowering your body. So let's dive into some highlights from the past week. Saudi Arabia assumes UN chairmanship for women's empowerment. The decision to entrust Saudi Arabia with the chairmanship of the UN Commission of Women's Empowerment has ignited widespread condemnation across the globe. This move has been particularly contentious due to Saudi Arabia's well-documented history of implementing highly restrictive gender policies, which stand in stark contrast to the principles of women's empowerment. Saudi Arabia's adherence to a stringent interpretation of Islamic law has led to significant limitations on women's autonomy and rights in the various aspects of their daily lives. This constrains and encompasses a wide range of areas, including stringent dress codes and the requirement for women to obtain promotion from a male guardian for fundamental decisions concerning matters such as travel and marriage. Despite certain recent reforms, such as the lifting of the ban on women driving, the overall state of women's rights in Saudi Arabia remains deeply concerning. Amnesty International, along with numerous other human rights organizations, has expressed vehement opposition to Saudi Arabia assuming the role of chairman of the UN Commission on Women's Empowerment. They argue that such a decision not only undermines the fundamental principles of equality and human rights, but also sends a troubling message regarding the international community's commitment to advancing gender equality. This is interesting because on the one other hand, also Saudi Arabia is inviting especially women, which are entrepreneurs, to the country and giving them really super support. So this appointment, which has happened, has raised serious questions about the credibility and the effectiveness of the UN Commission on Women's Empowerment, as granting leadership roles to countries with egregious records of gender discrimination undermines the Commission's mission and goals. It underscores the urgent needs for re-evaluation of the criteria used in the selection process for such positions to ensure that they are aligned with the promotion and protection of women's rights on a global scale. So this is something we have to really talk about, and it's interesting what is upcoming here. There is also a stagnation of female representation in German corporate leadership. In Germany, despite ongoing efforts to promote gender equality, women continue to face significant barriers to reaching leadership positions within corporate hierarchies. The persistent underrepresentation of women in such roles underscores the need for more proactive measures to address gender disparities in the workplace. While the introduction of legal quotas for women and corporate boards has yielded some initial progress, particularly in larger companies, the overall proportion of women in leadership positions remains disproportionately low. These quotas, although controversial, have served as a catalyst for increasing female representation at the highest levels of corporate governance. However, their impact has been limited, and more comprehensive strategies are needed to effect lasting change. Advocates for gender diversity and corporate leadership argue that embracing a more inclusive approach is not only a moral imperative, but also a strategic advantage. Research has consistently shown that diverse leadership teams are more innovative, resilient, and better equipped to navigate complex challenges. By harnessing a broader range of perspectives, experiences, and skill sets, companies can enhance their decision-making processes and drive sustainable growth. Inclusion. While progress have been made in advancing gender equality in corporate leadership in Germany, there's still so much to do to be done. By implementing comprehensive strategies that address systemic barriers and promote a culture of inclusivity, companies can unlock the full potential of their workforce and drive meaningful change towards gender parity in boardroom. So there is so much to say more about what happened last week, but now let's dive into the song selected by Beate.
I'm sailing home again across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying, passing high.
I'm sailing. My small son would say, I'm flying. So it's a song which would be for the both of us a great song. And it is a great song. And I'm very happy, Beate, that you've chosen this song. And when we talked about a song which fits you or which you would like to sort out, you said, oh, Anne-Marie, there are so many. And it really depends on. So I think with the sun here in front of me, I like this. I'm sailing and I'm flying too. But of course, this song embeds also a bit of darkness and also, yeah, what life means overall. It's not always the sun. It's also that parts of where we are crying. It's a dark night. It's all that we are facing. And I mean, it's a very sensitive song, I'd say. So for me, I thought about poly crisis. I thought about war. I thought about people who can't see the sun now because they have to be under the or somewhere to hide against bombs, for example. But for all of them, a song like this could be a kind of hope, a kind of light. If we jumped just into the song, Beate, can you say a few words why you've chosen this great song?
Because life is like sailing through stormy times and sun when calm times. Again, it depends on what you have on the moment. And so it's for me, yes, a kind of picture from life.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much. And this brings me to officially introduce Beate Imschweiler for today's radio show. So welcome, Beate, to today's radio show. I'm super happy to have you here. And
Thank you for choosing me.
we met on the fair some weeks ago. It seems like ages already, I think, for both of us because we are so busy women. And your story is a story which really moved my heart. And I would just like to summarize this in a few words. And please correct me, Beate, because I'm sure that I'm just limitizing you and your story. And we could need ages to really fulfill everything what you did and what is important about you. So let me say a few words about you. And I received your CV and I received also numerous information which I checked about you. And it's really hard to get you into a box. And I think this is also that what is a part of you. You are not a everything fitting in a box. You were somebody thinking outside the box. And there were so many challenges you had to face during your life. Where if you would be a thinking in the box person, I think you couldn't have managed all of this with this with this attitude you have by being positive, staying open to new challenges, and just facing also challenges and making them to chances and starting always new, even if something is struggling or sometimes the sun is not shining on the day, right?
Yes.
So you're a seasoned entrepreneur and consultant, and you have also the experience of a family company behind you. You have a master's degree in sociology and political science from the University of Stuttgart and has a deep understanding of organizational dynamics and social trends to your work, which is important and has been super important, I think, to survive not only, but bring also companies to really high success levels. Your journey I have brought in in different roles, just as a kind of talent acquisition consultant at 3C Career Consulting Company, to managing the Eric Schirm Foundation, but also Eric Schirm Company. And to bring a bit light into that, Eric Schirm is the company of your family. And your father died suddenly, you had to jump into a role of a CEO, which is not always the easiest role if you are foremost seen as a daughter before, and even if you have worked in the company and have everything on your shoulders. But Beate is somebody who is not struggling. She is more just not only taking the role, but also making the role to a role which fits to herself. And you made a success out of this, I would say, with just a traditional view from outside. You managed it, you grew it, you sold it to a good price to a very well-known company. And you started again new. And I think this is a typical entrepreneur which is inside you, which is not saying, so, okay, I sold it. Now I'm just drinking cocktails, laying at the beach and doing nothing anymore. No, it's of course super clear that you have started something new. And not only that, I know a bit more also about the private things you are managing, and I was super impressed by what you told me about your family. But maybe we have a bit of time to talk about this later. So give me a few, give me the first question, and if I missed something super important, maybe there's also the time now to add it. You're here as a woman with a lot of experience, but you look very young and full of power. Even as your path was not always the success path, but also embedded also some challenges, right?
Yes, of
What
course.
made you to the person, to the strong, positive, empowered person you are today? And maybe you would like to share also one or two really stories with us, where we can emphasize why you made it.
Well, it's a kind of self-discipline I gained during the journey. So, you know, if I have a struggle, I accept it and I do the best I can in this situation. And yes, to be honest to yourself, it's very important for me and not to give up and to say, yes, I'll do it. I go through that times and it will be better the next day. And yes, to be respectful with other people, to see them, their needs, as well as my own ones. So I think yes, it's a quite of attitude. I think I got through the times.
I mean, it's the first question I'm asking you, and now we are just shortly before the first break, unfortunately, already. The time is running with this great song. We had also a bit of time we spent on that, but it's all pretty fine. So let's continue in about 3 minutes, and we are now having a small commercial break, and then we continue our conversation.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, Beate im Schwaland, I had already the chance to start with a very nice interview, just with the first question, Beate. But I would like to ask you, if you don't mind, a personal question, which is related to education of your son. Is it okay if you ask me that question?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Beate told me in our first meeting, and it was very personal and touching, that she moved to another country, to France at that time, with her family because of the good education and, yeah, not only good education, but more a good life for her son, because she figured out that in Germany he won't be happy. Beate, how was that? Can you feel the moment when you decided that? And was it more the pain or was it more the hope? Can you go into this moment?
No, it was the hope to get something better for my son and for us as parents as well, because he was very unhappy in school. It was a kind of mobbing, and he's not really happy, and he was sad there. Yeah. And I said, no, he's intelligent, he can do the things better, and it's not possible in Germany, so we have to choose another kind of education, which is more free, and you can do it a little bit different. And yes, it's possible in France. You're not forced to be in a school building, so it's another kind of thing. And
so it could be forest, for example, or camper.
So we decided to leave Germany for this opportunity to do something different.
I mean, it sounds so organized and so rational. I mean, if I put myself into your shoes, and I think, for example, there's one day my son comes home, he's crying, he says, "Mommy, they just bullied me again." And you're saying, "Oh, that's bad. It's now the third time they have been bullied. How do you feel with it?" And he says, "Mommy, I can't stand it anymore. I feel like I have to do suicide." And you say, "Oh my God, no, we have to move." Or how is it? I mean, this is something it's not something like, "Oh, let's move. Okay, we stop school. We look for another apartment. Hey, let's do it." Or was it like that? Was it that easy?
Not really so easy. But if there is a longer time your child is unhappy, you have to decide to choose everything. So you can't let it go on. So for me, it was clear, yes, I want to change it. I can't do another thing here in Germany, because we are forced to school. And I reflected, yes, what can I do? And I heard from the distance learning for German people, pupils all over the world, and I said, "Oh yes, let's try it, because I have to do something with him, because I can't let him alone, or in this case without education at school, it's not very good." Yeah. So it was the chance to do something different, and we said, okay, let's try it. And if it's not possible or it doesn't function very well, we can go back. It's not a decision for the whole life. So we began to do that. And yes, it was successful. And we said, oh yes, let's do it further on, because my son was happy to organize himself, to learn how he feels that it fits to him. Yeah. And so it was a good decision, yes.
And the other, how can I imagine this? Have you had already a flat in France? Have you had a connection France that you knew where to go?
Not really. We had we had the region we wanted to go, yes, and we had an agency which helps us to find a home. But in this case, it was really so I sold my home in Germany. We had all the furnitures and our belongings in storage. And the purchase of the expected house we planned to buy fell through. So we had nothing, but we had the luck then to be able to rent a really big furnished flat and to move there. And it was a great adventure for the children to move
And for you too,
together.
I guess, right?
Yeah, and we all. Also, except we had nothing except clothing and books and like that. And we started there really, yes, at the beginning.
And Beate, is there any hacks you can give the audience? Because I mean, I know there are so many people on a hamster circle, right? So they are not satisfied. They're not satisfied with their life. They're not satisfied with what's happening with their children. But they think it has to be like that. And I mean, you're saying this so easy. So like, okay, we sold the house. Okay, we did it.
Yes,
It's so
because
great. I mean, I know you a bit, and
yes.
I think I have an idea where it comes from that you're acting like that, but I don't want to. I want to give the secret, opening the secret to you. Do you have a hack to other audience? What if they are in a situation which is really groundbreaking bad, and what is the really concrete tips that might help these people to get out of the hamster circle?
If you can't change the situation, if there's no possibility, you have to leave the situation. It's my opinion. And if you can't change your job really in this kind, you need it for yourself, you have to leave it and to search for another opportunity. And I think you don't know how much lifetime you have. And so for me, it's important to spend it like I need it. And the ones I have to care for, the children, or so for that, it's for me really important to go my way. And yes, if the possibility to do it in another way and to have some changes, yes, I'll do that. It's the inner freedom I think you need to. Yes, for me it's really the thing. It's my life to be free inside me and to act for this, yes, for a good life.
I mean, if I compare my own ideas or what came up while you're talking that, saying that, I remind an app of a friend who told me, "Hey, Annabelle, I have a groundbreaking idea. I think it will make millions of dollars with that. Maybe it will be a unicorn." I said, "Okay, let me know." And then he told me that this is an app where everybody can put in your birth, your everything you had as illnesses, from cold to temperature to everything you had, from operations, your status, if you're single, married, kids, or whatever, how much you're traveling, what you're doing. So you can put a lot of parameters in, and then it first tells you how long you will live. So, and second, it will tell you how much you have left to live. And every day it shows you, opening the app, okay, it's again so many seconds left, so many minutes left, so many days left. And he said, "This is great. This app, everybody would like to have this app." I said, "Why?" I mean, the people are mostly like that they don't want to be in contact with this idea of that your life is limited, right? I mean,
Yeah.
most of the people live like there's no end forever,
Yeah.
and they eat bad, they eat bad, and then they think,
Yes.
oh my God, now everything comes back. I get all these illnesses because of that. Why? So they haven't thought that life has an end, or our physis is limited, right? And this is interesting that you're saying that. And is this something for you, which is, I mean, this is a very personal question, but is this something when you said that our life is limited, is this something you say or you think about with a positive emotion? So like, wow, there's so much to do now. Or is it also that it has a taste of bitterness, like, oof, now I have to run, or I have to do things faster, or maybe also a bit fear or insecurity?
No, not even faster, but
Mm-hmm.
yes, it's, but in the moment I live, it must be okay for me and good. And if it isn't, yes, I think over to change something so that I have another status now, because yes, it's, I don't know how long I live, but I know about my father. I know about other people who died in very young ages, and so I say it's not sure I have time unlimited.
Yeah,
So
your father was in his 60s, right? Or
no,
in his
in his
50s, right?
50s, yes, 53.
Oh, yes, I remember.
No, it doesn't matter.
And you were a young woman, right? 89.
Yes, I was 23 in at this time. Yes, and in my studies, and I have to cope with the situation, and so it was not easy. And since this time, I say yes, I don't know how my life will go on. So I have to do the best.
Let's face it.
And if I'm not happy, I must change something. Yes, of course.
Was there never in your family or around the idea, ooh, 23 years old, she's a bit young, she's a girl, or something like that? Was it always clear that you can make it for the for your family and for the people around, also in the company?
Yes, I think the people in the company, they know me since I'm a little girl. So no, it was not a question of that, because yes, it was clear someone has to do it, and my mother was on my side as well, yes, in these times. But it was for me clear to take the responsibility, because it's the family business. So yes, I would take the company as well if I'm older, but now it was a little bit younger time, yes, of course.
So it was no question for you, but was it really that you had to jump in straight, or have you had also a bit of time to just come over the sadness of the situation that your father passed away that quick?
No, my father passed away the evening of a day, and the next morning I had to go to the company.
Oh,
because
that's tough.
No one else was there to take over, just me. My mother said, in this situation, no, I don't want to go. But I said, yes, you have the responsibility for 250 persons and employees. So I can't say it's not mine. So I had to go and to announce, yes, my father is dead, and I would take over and run the company.
Wow. And
I did, for me, I didn't have a choice.
And it was your first leadership role, right?
Yes, of course. I was in my studies. It wasn't. I did the exams nearby.
Wow.
So
and
it
can
was.
You do you remember this day when you went into the company, and how you, or what went through your head by, how I will greet them. Will I have to say, come on all together, and I have to give you an information? Or do you remember how you did that? And
it was not easy for me, yes, in the situation, that's clear. But yes, it's the self-discipline to do it, because there is no question. And yes, I had the responsibility, I felt the responsibility, and so I let the grief behind me, and so
I mean, I'm really impressed, Beata, because would you say that this competence of just jump in, take over, just fill this role, would you say this is something which has to do with your education to grow up in an entrepreneur's family? Or what would you say? Or is it just your character, which is...
Perhaps the family, because the responsibility was always there. My father, always the contact to the company during holidays and everything. It was always present in our family life, as in many family businesses. The case, and yes, and a little bit my character as well. Both, well, I think so.
I found it very impressive also what you said. I mean, I tried to get the secrets out of you. You got it, I think. You said one sentence which touched me very much. You said, I live the moment, and the moment has to feel good. And when I asked you, what are your hacks also about your everyday life? You said, oh, there's so much. And you said, for example, small breaks. And I like it. Because we are often, hamster circle. We forget about the small breaks. We forget about us. We just follow that, what we think, what is necessary and expected by us. But having this, and I think this is a great, great news you're sharing, not news, but this is a great thing you're sharing with us, this living the moment, this staying with that. That just facing things and facing challenges, not hiding. We have just a little bit of time left. Do you want to add a bit to that, or express or explain a little bit of this hacks just in the end as a kind of conclusion for our listeners?
Yes, I know my limits, and I know how to pay attention to them. And so I knew that I need little breaks for me to respire, to have to fill my body with energy. So I organize my time that I always have enough breaks.
Yeah.
So I can through 1-2 days, but then I need a little time for me. Otherwise, my level drops, and this is not really good for me and for other people as well.
Good point.
So I try to find peace, relaxation in these breaks, and to come back with new energy. Yes.
Thank you so much, Beata. There were so many important words like peace, inner peace, moments in your life. Also think about yourself. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, and also being with us with this personal moments, which I think the listeners are touching, because it might and hopefully gives them the power to also break out of situations where the moment is not that one that they like to live. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you very soon. So, after having the Beata with us, good. And I wish we could have her much, much longer, we are now waiting for a small commercial break, and then we see each other.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So now let's move on to the introduction of an inspiring book that can be a life changer. And as one of my favorites today, it's Out Love from Peter Attia with Bill Gifford. So Out Love by Peter Attia with Bill Gifford is a groundbreaking exploration into the science of longevity and the pursuit of optimal health. This comprehensive guide offers a wealth of evidence-based strategies and practical advice for extending one's lifespan and enhancing overall well-being. Through a masterful blend of scientific research, personal anecdotes, and actionable insights, Attia and Gifford engage readers on a transformative journey towards better health. Attia's conversational writing style makes complex medical concepts very accessible to a wide audience, captivating readers with his passion for preventive longevity, including nutrition, exercise, sleep hygiene, stress management, and the profound impact of social connections on health. Attia's emphasis on personalized medicine underscores the importance of tailoring health interventions to individual needs, rejecting the notion of one-size-fits-all solutions. Furthermore, the authors delve deep into the underlying mechanism of aging, shedding light on the role of genetics, epigenetics, and environmental factors in shaping lifespan. With a holistic approach to health optimization, Out Love empowers readers to take proactive steps towards a longer, healthier life by making informed lifestyle choices. And to know a little bit about the author, Peter Attia is a distinguished physician, researcher, and leading authority in the field of longevity and preventive medicine. With a diverse background in mechanical engineering and medicine from Stanford University, Attia brings a unique interdisciplinary perspective to his work. He is the founder of Attia Medical PC, cutting-edge medical practice dedicated to the science of longevity and wellness optimization. His commitment to evidence-based medicine and his relentless pursuit of scientific truth have earned him widespread recognition and respect with the medical community. As a sought-after speaker and prolific writer, Attia shares experience on health, fitness, and longevity through various platforms, inspiring individuals worldwide to take control of their health destiny. So this book is a very, very good book, gives an introduction, is easy to understand, and it provides a comprehensive guide to longevity and well-being, offering evidence-based strategies for optimizing health span and extending lifespan. I would like to give you, before I read a little out of the book, seven tips from the book. First, and it sounds easier than it is, prioritize sleep. Aim for consistent, high-quality sleep to support overall health and longevity. And it sounds really easy, like, oh, I go early to bed, sleep long enough, but it's much more. The sleep hygiene maintains a lot of further things. And if you're interested in this, we can go deeper into this because I'm thinking about inviting a sleeping expert during one of the next radio shows. Second, maintain a balanced diet, emphasis nutrition-dense foods while minimizing processed and refined products. And this is easier than we think, as it's clear what is processed and refined. Third, engage in regular physical activity. Incorporate both aerobic and resistance exercises into your routine to promote cardiovascular health and muscle strength. Fourth, manage stress effectively. Practice relaxation techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises to reduce stress and promote emotional well-being. And don't get away with that by, ooh, this deep breathing exercise that feels really hard. Yes, because it's unknown for your body. It is new. So give yourself also time by doing that and expressing that. Fifth, foster social connections. Cultivate meaningful relationships with family and friends to enhance social support and overall happiness. And it doesn't mean that you have to stay with your family where everybody is taking everybody. It means that a kind of so-called family and friends, which gives you the social support and gives you the feeling that you can be there as you are. Stay mentally active. Challenge your brain with intellectually stimulating activities such as reading, puzzling, or learning new skills. And this is not something where you should say, oh, I'm getting older, I should stop learning new skills. No, it keeps your brain awake. It keeps your brain young. And this is something which is more important than ever. And seventh, last but not least, seek preventive health care. Take a proactive approach to healthcare by scheduling regular checkups and screenings to detect and address potential health issues early. This is also something which sounds really easy, but yes, in our hamster circle every day, there we think that I will make it tomorrow. Oh, it's not that important because I normally feel okay, and that's what I feel. Maybe it's not so important. So this is something which is important to take care of you. Take care of yourself, take care of your body. I would like to give you also five quotes from the author, which I found quite meaningful. He says, optimizing health span requires a multi-phased approach addressing both physical and mental well-being. Quality sleep is not a luxury. It's not boring. It's a necessity for maintaining overall health and cognitive function. Nourish your body with nutrition, rich foods to support cellular health and resilience against age-related decline. Regular exercise is the cornerstone of longevity. And by prioritizing preventive healthcare and lifestyle interventions, we can proactively shape our health outcomes and maximize our potential for longer, healthier life. And I like really that he keeps it easy and understandable, and you don't think that you have to be a scientist to understand and make you living the fullest in your life and the best out of it. So let me give you a few words here and read out of the book. It was only after much reflection on this whole experience that I really began to understand how emotional health relates to longevity and how my journey helped to redefine my perspective. I had long subscribed to a kind of Silicon Valley approach to longevity and health, believing that it's possible to hack our biology and hack it and hack it and hack it until we become these perfect little humanoids who can live to be 120 years old. I used to be all about that, constantly tinkering and experimenting with new fasting protocols or sleep gadgets to maximize my own longevity. Everything in my life needed to be optimized, and longevity was basically an engineering problem, or so I thought. It took me 5 years, two stints in inpatient treatment centers, and near loss of my marriage and my kids to change my mind. What I eventually realized after this long and very painful journey is that longevity is meaningless if your life sucks, or if your relationship sucks. None of it matters if your wife hates you. None of it matters if you are a shitty father or if you are consumed by anger or addiction. Your resume doesn't really matter either when it comes time for your eulogy. All that needs to be addressed in your life is to be worth prolonging, because the most important ingredient in the whole longevity equation is the why. Why do we want to live longer? For what? For whom? My obsession with longevity was really about my fear of dying. And something about having children was making my obsession with longevity even more frenetic. I was running away from dying as fast as I could. Yet, at the same time, ironically, I was also avoiding actual living. My tactics might have succeeded in my living longer. Optimal glucose regulation and ideal lipoprotein levels, but my strategy was unquestionably accumulating more regrets. My physical and cognitive health were great, but my emotional health was tanking. So I think I would like to end here, while I would love to read more about that. But we have two different things which are upcoming in this show. And I hope that you have taken something away from yourself, or it has perhaps piqued your curiosity and interest enough to want to read the book. I would like to switch now to a question which I received. And she is not here currently, so I have to read what she sent. So let me read it. I'm Emma, an ambitious professional, shaping my career path in London. Immersed in the fast-paced world of corporate life, I'm acutely conscious of the significance of turning my professional resolutions into tangible achievements. My days are brimming with strategic planning, project management, and continual self-reflection as I strive to expand the professional ladder. In light of this context, my question is, what concrete steps can I take to translate my career aspirations into tangible achievements? So this is really, of course, an important question. And let's delve into some concrete steps tailored to your Emma, to your dynamic role. First and foremost, of course, establish clear and measurable goals. Define the milestones that will mark your journey towards success. Define what a success means to you. Provide you with a roadmap to track your progress, and don't hide something against yourself. Be honest to you, be transparent, be authentic, also and foremost against you. Develop an action plan that outlines the specific steps you need to take, allowing for a systemic approach to achieving your objectives. So regularly monitor your progress, adjusting your strategy as needed to stay on course, giving you keen interest in professional development, explore various avenues for growth. And of course, attend relevant training sessions would help, and actively engage in networking events and participate in industry-specific gatherings. This experience will not only enhance your skills, but also broaden your professional network. And maybe you always say, oh my God, Anna, where and how can I integrate this into my normal life? But take time for you and yourself. Take time for your goals and your challenges. Give yourself the challenges, just as stepping into a room where you don't know anybody, and give yourself the chance to get out of this room with great networks. And remember that seeking support is a vital component of this journey. And identify mentors who can provide guidance. I think this is also great and super important. Collaborate with colleagues to share insights. Be honest. Leverage your personal network for additional encouragement. So by combining strategic planning, Emma, I think continuous self-reflection, but don't be negative to you and not the bad judge, not too hard judge, and proactive approach to sizing opportunities, you will undoubtedly transform your professional resolutions into tangible achievements. So your journey is unique, of course, and with a focused mindset, I'm sure that you're well on your way to realizing your career aspirations. So let me know if I can be any help, any further help for you. You know where you can reach me. And we always say that this is what we here show, or support in the show, is not the everything. It is a piece of it. And if you want to have more support, just let me know. So we come to an end, but before we come to an end, I would like to introduce something which means a lot to me. What is it? It's a walnut. Okay. And walnut, you know, is a nut. And some say it looks like a brain from the inside, how it looks like. And that gives me the first insight to, for you. It is good for your brain. So it looks like a brain. It's good for your brain. Okay. So walnuts have garnered our attention not only for the delightful taste, but also for the numerous health benefits, drawing in a crowd of admirers from all walks of life. So a lot of celebrities and health enthusiasts really swear on this. And just to give you a few in it, the name comes from Will Nutu, which means foreign nut. And it's packed with seeds of, yeah, a lot of very important things. And it means that it has been cherished for centuries. It's a treasure trove of nutrients, a rich in omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and essential vitamins and minerals. Walnuts offer a plethora of health benefits, from supporting heart health and brain function to reducing inflammation and promoting healthy skin. The nutritional profile of walnuts make them a valuable ally in the quest of our awareness. And if you want to hear my secret about of walnuts, if I'm traveling, I've always a package of walnuts with me. I love them because they give me really brain power, and it's good to eat them instead of really bloody chocolate or something like this, and you feel after that really powerful. So I'm very sorry that we come also to an end, and this here wraps our episode of We Empower, the weekly radio show dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential of women, especially women, but also men, of course, around the globe. Join us again next week as we continue on this empowering journey, sharing real stories of triumph, upliftment, and empowerment. And remember, this time is a gift for you to discover new inspiration, embrace exciting insights, and find the motivation to love life to the fullest.